Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. The American left, social progressives, old-line Democrats, and even the News Squad have landed on their first really good rallying cry in decades. It is so good, in fact, that it shows signs that it may have a broader appeal, an appeal that reaches independents and even the electorally bored. No kings. Yep, that's it. No kings. Those two words appeared on millions and millions of banners, placards, and handbills last Saturday in cities, towns, and villages all across the country. The words are, of course, an appeal for citizens everywhere to speak out loudly about the current efforts of MAGA and their beloved leader to establish a presidential oligarchy in America. One sign that resonated with me read, "No kings since 1776. That's why our revolution happened in the first place, right? The colonial residents all along the eastern seaboard had decided that it was time for a different model, a different justification for rule, different from because I said so. That's what it comes down to, isn't it? There's a dandy, a fop, in the White House who thinks so much of himself that his whole model for governing is because I said so. Fop, that's a noun, a foolish or silly man overly concerned with his physical appearance. That's what the dictionary says, and that's what the president is. Do yourself a favor and search for images of kings from the 16th, 17th, and 18th centuries. You'll see wigs, makeup, silk, and gold. So millions of people turned out everywhere, turned out to express themselves, turned out to express outrage. Here in my small town, Viroqua, Wisconsin, USA, somewhere between 400 and 500 folks hit the pavement on Main Street. Now that's a big deal. Magnify that big deal by thousands of other big deals all over the country, and you can begin to call it a movement. Okay, I'm a child of the 60s, so I know that since the movement against the war in Vietnam, the word movement has been overused and devalued. No kings has a real chance. It is basic. It is true. By 1967, millions of Americans knew that we were being lied to about the war in Vietnam, knew that it was a hopeless attempt to stop Ho Chi Minh. This is the same man whom the American government called the George Washington of his country when he was fighting the French. A great many Americans noticed the switch. Americans saw the disconnect. Well, it's happening again. It's one thing for voters to say, I'm so tired of the status quo, and it's a huge leap to say we need a king. The fop in the White House has gilded everything. He likes it shiny. He gave himself a big old parade. He does not argue when his followers call him God's gift to our country. Literature and scripture are replete with prophets who spoke of love and suffering, sacrifice and humility. We have a fop for a prophet who speaks only of himself. I saw a lot of folks on Main Street last Saturday saying no kings in so many ways. Some of their signs stood out for me. I'm not paid to protest. I'll hate fascism for free. And a quote from Ben Franklin, which said, we have a republic, if we can keep it. Now, Mr. Franklin was a brilliant fellow. He helped to birth the republic in a world full of kings. He knew that the new form of government in America would be fragile. He knew that from time to time, an aspiring tyrant would rise up. It is inevitable. It is also preventable. And the best prevention is for citizens to rise up everywhere, take to the streets, and carry the message that shouts, no kings. I'm reminded of a card game we played as children. We're playing it again, aren't we? Got any kings? Go fish.